So Infinite Stratos, second season, is a continuation of the first season where we find that Japan has engineered a, or a scientist within Japan has engineered a special device that allows for powered exoskeletons called Infinite Stratos that have become mainstream weapons. There's only a limited number of these power sources, and the competition to control them is fierce. Typically, only women can operate ISs, but lo and behold, a lone male, high school male, can power them. And he's sent to a school full of girls where he learns to control his power and win the hearts of many. There's the chuckle in there. You can chuckle out loud, it's okay.
Oh, that synopsis, I swear to God.
this will be another single core, I believe a single core season here this fall. 12 episodes once again. It's rated R for mild nudity, although I don't remember there being any nudity in the first season.
Well, there was that scene with Frantztown in the shower.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Charles or Char, yeah. So we're back to, actually, this has a lot of famous seiyuu. We have Hanakana, Yukana, lots of people. What's that?
Marina
Yep.
Inoue, Chiyo Saito, and Yoko Fukasa.
I believe they're still big. Yeah, they don't even, what's funny is they don't even list the male seiyuu most of the time in this stuff, just all the females. He's such an
Yeah.
insignificant character.
He's only there as a plot mechanism.
He's MC-kun.
Yep.
Poor guy. Poor guy. Oh, here it is. It's Uchi, Kyoki Uchiyama. There we go. He didn't do, did he do the first season? He did do the first
Yeah,
season. Sorry, I forgot. Yep.
versus. He's actually pretty decent too. He's pretty decent voice actor.
Yeah, he's also going to be the voice actor when Nisekoi comes out with its anime. He'll be the main character, Raku Ichijo. So, as I've already hinted, this may be a mecha show, but at its core, it is a high school harem rom-com. Thoughts, Kara?
I actually watched the first season.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm just a champion. It's basically like someone, I like mecha, so I watched it because I like the mecha, because it's really well animated sort of action scenes, but basically it's just a harem rom-com at its heart.
It is, and
Yeah.
the if depending on where they I've read the light novels up to what's been translated at this point. If depending on how they go, it could become a little less rom-com, a little more action, but we're talking a show that has to overcome quite a bit to do that.
Yeah, but to be honest, no one's going to watch it really for the plot.
No, no, you said that with such a straight face.
Yeah.
This will be produced. It's
Yep.
produced by Lantis. It'll be on TBS. Not much to really say. If you've watched the first season, you'll watch the second.
Yeah, but this second season is a new character designer, so they've tweaked the character designs. I aren't a massive fan of the new character designer. I find that her designs are overly fussy and horrible looking. So it should be interesting to see what happens with the new ones.
I'm trying to look at and see if there's anything else special about this. Not a whole lot. So, it's a light novel. There's at least, I think, six volumes out there. Plus, there's some side stories along with an OVA you can look at. So, have at it.
Basically, if you like mecha, you like harem shows, you're going to like Infinite
Yes.
Stratos.
And if you're a Hanakama fan, there you go.
You'd be really happy,
You're
yeah.
set. So there you have it. Infinite Stratos Season 2.